I'm here with the director and the writer of Spotlight. Guys, thanks for joining us. What's it like? I mean, you're here in the town of All the President's Men. I mean, this audience that's going to watch this is very into the journalism thriller subgenre. What's it like to show it to this kind of literary audience compared to, say, somewhere else?
I'm sweating a little bit more than I was a few seconds ago. But, yeah, I mean, obviously, I think when Josh and I set out first just to write the film, we always thought we had to write it for the journalists, that if we could pass the journalist test, then we were on the right track. And I guess tonight we find out if that's true.
Is it challenging to write, say, a true story like this as opposed to something fiction?
Yeah, obviously it's hard, but I think one of the things that's great is we had such wonderful access to all the reporters. Tom and I, you know, working on the film together, writing the film together, you know, we spent a ton of time with all these guys. And frankly, it's nice to be back here in D.C. Because Marty Baron, who was at the Globe at the time, is now at the Post. And I think he's done great work for the Post. And I hope everyone will, you know, appreciate what we've done with his character. He's such a great guy and great journalist. So,
and clearly you couldn't have foreseen that you would be showing it here in the film subject matter the week after the Pope was here. Talk about the crazy timing of that.
Yeah, there's an interesting synergy to that, and I think we're excited about it and feel like maybe this film on some level, outside of hopefully being a good story, will forward the dialogue that needs to happen on that particular subject matter.
Now, obviously, we're going to see it here in a second, but visually, what did your director try to set out? How do you bring something that's, you know, a newspaper that could be very, you know, black and white, literally? How do you bring that to life? You know, All the President's Men had the lights, the over, like almost like the journalism room is a place of light and illumination. You know, how do you symbolically, visually bring that to life?
Well, I think we felt we were dealing with a subject that wasn't particularly dry, that it was incredibly compelling material just at face value, and honestly, more than anything, we just tried to depict it as realistically as possible, that we felt like we didn't need to over-dramatize or sensationalize the material, that we just relied on good old-fashioned storytelling and a very, very compelling subject matter.
All right. Could we just, I know you got to go, just wrap up by, tell me the casting decisions behind Keaton, McAdams, and Ruffalo.
They're great actors, and they were the right people for the role. It was really that simple. I mean, we're fortunate enough to get those people, and I think you'll see in the film, they're just spot on, and they lead a very, very large and talented ensemble. You know, all the other people that share the screen with them, I think you'll see it's a particularly talented group of actors.
And if I could,
did you write it with any of them in mind? Or?
No, I was just going to add, I think one thing that Tom is particularly good at is, you know, the big roles in some ways are a little easier, but the smaller roles, you know, roles like, you know, Phil Saviano and Joe Crowley, you know, guys like Neil Huff and Michael Cyril Crichton, like, they're amazing actors, and they come in, and I think that's why, you know, some people are responding to the ensemble, because it has such breadth, you know, and I think that's a really hat tip to those wonderful actors and to Tom's casting of them.
All right. Well, thanks for coming and enjoy the show.
Thanks, man. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Thanks, man.